everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday, January 24th, 2013. Kind of a rainy day. It's nice to get that rain and the moisture. We certainly need it. We are live each weekday, noon to 1, right here on the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, KVOI, a station that has really good reach all the way to Phoenix, to the north, to the east, to New Mexico, the west, I'm not quite sure, probably Ajo at least and beyond, and down into Old Mexico. We're live streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we make it very easy for you. We understand that everyone can't listen to the show live, so we post the program every day after the program to my website, buckmastershow.com. The Gannett Corporation website, TucsonCitizen.com, and then TucsonSentinel.com. So we have three places for you to get the program. And then we're also, we thank the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun at GVNews.com for posting a link to the show. Also a link at Blog for Arizona. That's BlogForArizona.com. So the bottom line is trying to make this as listener-friendly as possible for Southern Arizona. During the noon hour, we have we've got another jam-packed lineup for you on the Buckmaster Show. We'll get things rolling with a newsmaker interview with Richard Elias, Pima County Supervisor, representing District 5. Mr. Elias is with me in studio. 30 minutes past the hour, we will meet the new director of the Pima County Health Department. He's also the county's new Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Francisco Garcia. He comes with really high marks. This man has a fantastic resume. We'll talk to him at about 30 past the hour. Then we'll close out the show with a Tucson writer talking about her new cookbook, which combines some great recipes with some very funny stories. Judith Knight will be with us, and we encourage you at any time during the hour to join the conversation, 790-2040, or you can post a comment to the Bill Buckmaster Facebook page, which I am very happy to say we are only just a few friends shy of a milestone, 2,500 friends on the Facebook page. Richard Elias, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's a rainy day in Tucson, and I'm a native, so I got a big smile on my face.
You know, I was reading that intro about Dr. Garcia. This guy has a fantastic resume.
He really does. Dr. Garcia is very impressive. We're very proud to have him on our team. And we look forward to a real change in the health department and how we discuss the public health. And so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and he's going to wear two hats, isn't he? Not just the county health director, which in the past has been a separate position. Then you had the chief medical officer.
Right. And that's part of that big change that we've all been working on over at the county for the health department, for people's well-being. Really, I think we're going to find that Dr. Garcia is going to be Tucson's Sanjay Gupta and really help lead us in a more intelligent way to live.
Well, it's such an important area. I'll just say one more thing about it, then, of course, we'll pick up with Dr. Garcia. We had the new head of the University of Arizona Diabetes Program here on the program this week. And as you know, Richard, we have this epidemic of diabetes in the community. So Dr. Garcia's got a full plate.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Soccer is the big story of the week as far as economic development in Tucson and Pima County. I think this is really a positive development, the announcement yesterday by Pima County and FC Tucson. FC Tucson is a USL Premier Development League development soccer team, but the county and FC Tucson made a big announcement yesterday.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to building a nice soccer stadium for them to handle the portions of spring training and youth soccer tournaments and for local youth to be able to play in a nice place where people can sit comfortably and enjoy themselves. Great investment in professional sports here in Tucson, a great amenity for us all, just a great opportunity.
This is a 2,000-seat soccer stadium that's going to be built at the Keno Sports Complex, the northern part of the complex. This really kind of ups the ante for the Keno facilities, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The fields north of Ajo Way are being converted to soccer fields, the baseball fields. And we got six fields that'll be used for spring training this year. We have about nine different teams that are doing their spring training here in Tucson from MLS, Major League Soccer, and then the Desert Diamond Cup coming up at the end of February. But this weekend, the first international game that Tucson has hosted, the Danish team will be playing the Canadian team on Saturday afternoon at Keno Stadium.
This is a big deal, and you're going to play host to the ambassador of Denmark to the United States is going to be here.
Yes, actually, I invited him to come at the beginning of December, and he's graciously agreed to come. And we've got some great roundtable discussions for him about important issues surrounding Southern Arizona. And then we're just going to have a blast watching the soccer game.
Richard Elias is with us, Pima County Supervisor. Soccer is a big deal in this community. There's a front page of the Tucson Weekly. Their cover story this week is about this topic. And as you know, Richard, when it comes to professional sports, as we've had kind of a checkered past here in Southern Arizona, teams tried some hockey, minor league hockey. We had some issues with baseball, but soccer seems to have really resonated with a certain segment of the community. Correct?
Absolutely. It's the sport of our children, our youth. They love it. They play it. It's easy to play. All you need is a ball and an open area. And our kids have done well with it, and the Fort Lowell Shootout has always been a great economic boom to our community. But we've really tried to work together with FC Tucson and in cooperation with MLS to build something that's sustainable, that's fair, that's not just about taking advantage of a community's investment, but one where we're all invested in seeing the success of the sport, seeing the success of our children, and spreading the wealth throughout all our community.
Well, I certainly enjoyed soccer. I started out as a freshman in high school trying to be a quarterback on the high school team. And, of course, after a couple of hits, Richard, you can imagine I was thinking, oh, my goodness, this is going to be pretty hard on the old body, the young body even at the time. And so I transitioned over to soccer, and sophomore, junior, and senior year had quite a bit of success in soccer. And I think kids just love the running around and the coordination that's involved, and it's a great sport.
It's about team lessons and learning those important things in life about sharing and being outdoors together. And it's a pretty level playing field between the women and the men.
Richard Elias is with us, Pima County Supervisor. If you'd like to join in the conversation, 790-2040, 790-2040. In a couple of days, the special audit that was conducted by the State Auditor General's Office of Pima County, investigating Pima County's bond program. This was an audit that came about, requested by the governor, and I remember when all of this came down at the end of the last legislative session, some really nasty things, Richard Elias, were being said about your colleagues, you and the, not you specifically, but your board, the Pima County Board of Supervisors, and the whole bonding process.
You know, you're absolutely right, Bill, and they called us cheaters and liars. And they said we were not doing what the public had instructed us to do. The parts of the report that I've read that were draft form, it will be coming out in final form in the next week or so here, says that we ran a clean operation and that we've done an excellent job, and that 93% of the projects we've started have been completed on time, and that we're not a bunch of liars and cheaters. In fact, we've run what is probably an exemplary program for the entire state that we should all model. So I'm glad to see that The political ramifications are one thing, but in truth, I'm most happy that the people of Pima County are getting their dollars worth and knowing that the Board of Supervisors looks out for their interests.
Now, the bond election that had been, I guess there had been talk that it would happen in 2013. The administrator, Mr. Huckleberry, has decided 2013, this year, would not be the best year to put a bond issue out.
Well, I think we all kind of feel that way, all the members of the board and Mr. Huckleberry, too. We've not had any formal discussions, and I've not really interacted with any of my other colleagues on the board, with the exception of one, in discussing this. But frankly, I think we all understand that people's financial situations are still very difficult. We want to make sure that the nation and the county are back on solid footing before we go to the voters and talk to them about essentially mortgaging $700 million, $800 million of their tax funds into the future.
Coming up now on 12:15, we've been talking about soccer here on the Buckmaster Show and the audit of the Pima County bond program. And before we take a break, let's go to Terry on the Buckmaster Show live line, because we are still on topic with Terry's question or comment about soccer. Go ahead, Terry. You're with Richard Elias.
Yes. Hi, how are you guys doing?
Doing real well. How are you today?
Very good. Splendid show, as usual.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Richard, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for calling, Terry.
Muchas gracias. Muy bien. I would like to say this real quick, because I know you got tons of calls here, but I think it's great for the youth to get inspired on this sport in particular, because you better believe it, when they get to 18, their chances are real good, fantastic, 100%, that they won't get on drugs, because they have lung capacity and a lot of energy, and that's what it's all about, to get them away from drugs in school, high school. So this is a good performance enhancement, and I think it's great to have soccer here. I'm from Germany. I was born in Germany. I left Germany when I was 5, thanks to my father from New York, upstate. I adopted 2 children. And so soccer, Alemania, and I know you speak Spanish, so Alemania means Germany, right?
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks,
God
Terry.
Bless you, and God bless America.
Thanks a lot, and I think Terry's right on. I mean, it does keep the kids busy and away from things they shouldn't be into.
Nothing could be more important than that. Yeah. It's great to have professional sports amenities, but it's all about raising our kids in a healthy community, in a healthy way. Y muchísimas gracias, Terry, por su llamada.
All right. Richard Elias with us on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to keep Richard over for another segment, because I want to get back into this the bond question, and how much of a bond issue are we talking about when it eventually does come up, and what should it cover? Richard Elias here, 790-2040. Bill Buckmaster with you on this rainy afternoon in Tucson, Arizona. We'll be right back. Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media, or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Since 2006, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing more than 500 projects. Current projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and La Cañada Drive from River to Ina. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, and Sun Shuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Richard Elias is with us, Pima County Supervisor, District 5. This is the Buckmaster Show. And for those that missed our 45-minute debate that we had here on the Buckmaster Show about Rosemont Mine, everybody seemed to have walked away feeling they were treated right here on the Buckmaster Show, and we felt it was good information, and we have posted it. The station has here at KVOI.com, and we, you know, Richard, we try to make it, everything we do here, as accessible as possible.
I'd encourage everybody to listen to it. I thought it was a great 45 minutes of live radio programming and an issue that's critical to our well-being, both economically and health-wise. And again, always presented in a fair manner, like everyone who comes to the Buckmaster Show knows.
Yeah, we try to treat people right.
I've always felt that way, and I'm proud of the fact that you do that.
Let's go back here to the bond election. If there is going to be a bond election, and of course eventually there will be, what kind of numbers are we talking about? I've heard about $800 million, maybe $200 million or so of that dedicated to enhancements for the Raytheon area.
Yeah, you know, and that's a bit of a misnomer, but it's a considerable package that was a part of the economic development plan approved by the Board of Supervisors in November and put together by Mr. Huckleberry. I have some concerns because I think that all should have been the items that were for the bond election in that package, I should say, more specifically, should have probably gone to the bond committee first before coming to us. And that was more, that would have been more in line with the process that we've followed in the past. I would have felt much more comfortable about that. However, the board instructed Mr. Huckleberry to take those items out of the economic development plan that would be a part of a bond package and take them to the committee for discussion, where I understand there was some very lively discussion and not complete agreement on what to do with that. Now, that's not to say any of us don't want Raytheon here. We all do. And we all want to do what we can to protect them. But in an $800 million package, if we're spending 25% of it on one particular portion of economic development, I don't know that we're doing ourselves a favor. Although I want everyone to know that I squarely support those workers out there at Raytheon, their jobs, their company, and their mission. All of that is important to all of us.
So what were some of the other elements in the bond proposal? I mean, you had the $197 million for Raytheon, but what else was on the plate?
There's a whole bevy of things in that economic development package to take a look at ecotourism and bike trails and hiking trails and bringing in more tourist dollars into our community through those kinds of opportunities that government has out there that we can foster. We've had great success with the Loop, for example, a bicycle pathway that goes around the entire city.
Is that completed now, the Loop?
Or? It's just about completed.
I've heard fantastic things about that.
People love it. It's great fun. It's bringing tourist dollars in from all over the world, quite honestly. That's one example of the stuff that's in there. There's a whole bevy of things that include the whole gamut of traditional economic development activities, business loans, workforce development, all those kind of things that are important to making sure that we supplement our educational system so that we have a well-trained workforce and that people are prepared to hire them as well. But it's also important that we take a look at how that overall package fits into how people's lives are being led and where we're going for the next 10, 15 years. So all that's pretty complicated.
Richard Elias is with us on the Buckmaster Show, coming up on 12:27. How is Allie Miller doing, the new board member?
Allie's a very nice woman. She has hired some staff who all seem to be nice, respectable people. We've had some good discussions at the board meetings, so I look forward to working with her on the Board of Supervisors, and hopefully we'll have some good discourse that'll result in a really good pot of menudo that helps govern this community for the next 4 years.
A little menudo?
That's what I think it takes. Everybody's got to work on the soup. You know how it is, Bill?
Yeah, you know, you got to have the right ingredients. Well, we have started this year off on the Buckmaster Show spending a half an hour with each of the board members, and we have extended an invitation to Allie Miller to be with us in February for a half an hour. It'd be interesting to hear how things are going with Allie in her first month or so on the job. Getting back to Rosemont, are we going to get some kind of resolution here one way or another, maybe in 2013, or is that too much to expect?
I think that's too much to expect, okay, Bill, to be honest with you. With the EIS still up in the air now, and good questions from both our congressional representatives about a new EIS that needs to be conducted in order to take a look at what changes of operation and changes have taken place since this whole process has been going on. My guess is that does not look good for Rosemont for 2013. But I would add that it's not unusual for those types of decisions to take longer than 10 years to be made by the government.
Yeah.
So this is not an easy process for either side.
Richard Elias has been with us here on the first half hour of this Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show, and our very talented producer, Rosemary Brandt, wants you to know, Richard, that she just loves menudo. And what menudo is, for those that are listening perhaps that aren't familiar with it, how would you describe it?
It's a soup made with hominy and tripe and a pig's foot.
A pig's foot in there?
A pig's foot in there.
For seasoning. Okay, Richard, thank you very much. And we're going to talk about food, probably not menudo, but Judith Knight, who has a new cookbook, will be with us at 45 minutes past the hour. But up next, Dr. Francisco Garcia, the new Pima County Health Director and the Chief Medical Officer. We look forward to talking with him. Richard, have a good day.
Thank you very much, Bill. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Thank you very much.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Defense Secretary Panetta says not everyone can be a combat soldier, but everyone deserves the chance. He has announced the military is lifting the ban on women serving in combat. North Korean officials say they're planning to conduct the country's third nuclear test in defiance of UN sanctions. Another high-profile Republican from outside Washington calling for sweeping changes inside the party. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says Republicans don't need to change their principles, but they might need to change just about everything else they do. Salt Lake City's airport shut down because of icy conditions after a Frontier Airlines plane slid off the runway during landing. No one was hurt. Wall Street, the Dow up 35, the NASDAQ down 26. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here, aren't you?
This is John Fina.
You're...
This is Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
I'm Bruce B.
Hey there.
This is Andy Brown.
Great to see you.
Hi, this is Bert Williams.
I thought I just saw you at...
This is Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
My name is Jerry Fitzgerald.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
This is Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
This is Rita Marshall.
I didn't know you were coming.
This is Bill Huss.
Can I get you anything?
Hi. Richard White.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time-clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
The RTA,
delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and the Kolb Road extension at Tanque Verde. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. Find out more on their fine website at SplendidoTucson.com. Pima County has a new director of county health. He is Dr. Francisco Garcia, a physician, researcher, and national policy advisor. He not only will be the county's department head, he will also be Pima County's chief medical officer. Dr. Garcia comes to Pima County government from the University of Arizona, where he served as director of the Center for Excellence in Women's Health, as well as he was the director of the Cancer Disparities Institute at the Arizona Cancer Center. He is a distinguished outreach professor of public health issues and gynecology. And he also has additional appointments in Mexican-American studies, clinical pharmacy, and nursing. Dr. Garcia, congratulations on your appointment. You've really been on the job less than 3 weeks, huh?
Absolutely. It's been a steep learning curve, and it's been a fun 20 days.
What's your assessment of the department?
You know, we have a fantastic workforce that works for us at the County Health Department. We have nearly 400 employees, who many of whom have been with us for many years, who have a lot of expertise, not just in terms of knowledge base, but in terms of boots on the ground knowledge about how our community works, and are able to sort of draw upon that to develop our program. So I'm really excited.
There's been a lot of challenges for the Pima County Health Department: declining revenues, declining grants, declining health. How are you going to turn all of that around? How's the money picture look?
Well, you know, I think our county administrator, Mr. Huckleberry, has been terribly good at planning for the future, and Pima County is in an enviable position compared to other counties and municipalities across the state and across the country. We actually have the resources that we need to meet the challenges today. The question becomes, as our problems get more serious as a population, how do we continue to meet that challenge? And, you know, the story's still yet to be written on that.
We do have a problem with diabetes and obesity. We had Mary Pendergrass, Dr. Pendergrass, the new UA, University of Arizona Diabetes Program Director, was on the show earlier this week. Dr. Garcia, obesity, diabetes going hand in hand. It's not just a big problem in Pima County. It's a nationwide epidemic, isn't it?
You know, one of the biggest things that we can do as a nation is to think about how we prevent obesity and diabetes. And our approach, my approach, has been to not focus on the negative things, i.e., how do we not keep from getting fat, but rather focus on the positive things. And we need to do things like improving our level of physical activity, improving our nutrition, creating environments that are walkable, creating neighborhoods that are safe, that people feel like they can exercise in, that they can walk to the grocery store in. That's really what it's going to take to combat this epidemic.
I agree with you, because if we start focusing, Dr. Garcia, just on pounds, losing pounds, that is just so frustrating for someone. I mean, if you start worrying about getting on the scale every morning, but you're saying rather than focus on that, get out and get active.
For all of us, I think that's the message. You know, one of the big lessons that I've learned in my career in public health and medicine is that far too many times we focus on the negative aspects of our behaviors rather than focusing on the positive aspects of behavior. And we need to focus on that positive behavior, and we need to figure out how to reinforce it, how to create environments that sustain it, how to create families that nurture it. If we do that, then we end up being healthier people without ever trying to lose a pound of weight.
One of the big issues, of course, this winter has been a resurgence of influenza. Some states, Dr. Garcia, report this is the worst outbreak of flu that we've seen in maybe 10, 15, even 20 years. Southern Arizona has not been immune.
No, Southern Arizona has not been immune, and the state of Arizona in general, although we have fared better than the rest of the nation, has had its challenges. We have had quite a peak of reported cases throughout Pima County. We also heard from a lot of citizens, a lot of folks saying that they were having a hard time accessing vaccines through their providers, through the pharmacies, through the urgent care centers. So we've really invested some resources at the county to try to make sure that we have an adequate vaccine supply so that people with insurance and people without insurance are able to access those services in a timely fashion so that we can prevent this from being a bigger issue.
If someone wants a flu shot, what should they do?
So, you know, we are able to provide flu shots for almost anybody through our county health department clinics that are located throughout Pima County, and they just show up. You know, depending on your insurance status and your payer, you know, we'll figure out how to get that service to you.
This has been really a strange kind of cold and flu season. It seems like everybody I talk to, Dr. Garcia, has either had some kind of a cold or flu, they're coming down with it, or they're just getting over with. And it seems like the colds this time around are lasting longer than a week. Some people up to 3 weeks still having symptoms.
And, you know, those are really the cases of flu, when you start feeling really achy, when even your hair hurts, when you are having a hard time getting out of bed. That's the flu. And we encourage you to stay home. We encourage you to make yourself well. But you're absolutely right. It's been a funky season. I'll tell you the other thing that's really interesting. We are having nationally a spike in the number of cases of GI flu, of gastrointestinal flu. We haven't seen that in this county specifically yet. But you know, this is the kind of flu that's associated with nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain.
It just hits you kind of all of a sudden.
Exactly.
Is this what's typically called kind of a 24-hour stomach flu, or it just
These cases of norovirus infection are lasting about 24 to 72 hours and are pretty self-limited. But again, the key thing is stay home, wash your hands, avoid close contact, and keep yourself healthy.
Have you put together kind of a mission statement, what you'd like to accomplish maybe in your first year?
You know, that's actually what we're actively engaging the senior leadership in doing. If I could draft a mission statement with the best of them, but that would be my mission statement. And we really want to revisit.
Academics are very good at.
I'm very good at writing.
I'm sure you're very adept at putting together a mission statement.
Exactly.
But whether or not that mission statement comes to fruition, that's another story, right?
That's exactly right. And remember, mission statements are really more about the process than a product. And it's about getting people around the table to buy into a vision. I need to make sure that we as a department are doing everything we can to make this a healthier, more productive community. And how we frame that exactly is something that is still in evolution, but that we hope to do in the next 6 months.
Okay, Dr. Francisco Garcia, good luck to you, the new face of public health in Pima County. And we will call on you often with health issues regarding our community. Want to wish you all the best of luck to you.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Coming up now on 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show, we're going to be talking about cookbooks and eating healthy and funny stories that go along with a fantastic new cookbook. That's next.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
They always go above and beyond to make sure everything is just perfect.
Nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental.
They are one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with.
They maintain high standards and deliver five-star service.
Arizona Party Rental always comes through with a smile.
Their selection is amazing, their advice terrific, and their service is remarkable.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Hey, you can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, and this portion of the Buckmaster Show is brought to you by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. They are very excited, and I don't blame them, about this chocolate festival, Chocolate Fantasia, they call it, that's coming up on the weekend of February 9th. February 9th specifically will be the event in downtown, historic downtown Silver City. There's going to be like 24 different chocolate stops that gourmet chocolate. So if you love chocolate, it might be worth your while to drive 3.5 hours east of Tucson, the very scenic Silver City area, and enjoy yourself at this chocolate fantasia that they call it. Lots of wonderful places to stay, no shortage of places in the Silver City area, including Pinos Altos Cabins, Spirit Canyon Lodge, Wilderness Lodge, Wildwood Retreat, and Hot Springs. You can find out more about Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico on their very nice website. Check out southwestnewmexico.org. Well, if you love to cook and like cookbooks and maybe a laugh or two along the way while learning a new creative recipe, you might want to get a hold of a copy of a book titled The Knights at the Round Table, Life's Funny Moments and Eclectic Recipes to Match. The author is Judith Knight, who has lived in Tucson for nearly 20 years. Judith joins me now in the studio. Judith, how are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you, Bill, for having me. I'm thrilled to be here today.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the idea for this book. How did it come about?
Well, it came about through wonderful childhood memories of sitting around the table with large gatherings of people and enjoying people telling stories, laughing, and having a good time. And then my son Ari and his wife Leslie decided that Mom had to put down the recipes and tell the stories as well. So it spread. Family members, business associates, friends, everybody has been encouraging me. So.
Did you grow up in a family where food was very important?
Food was synonymous with love in our family, and everyone started to cook at an early age. My brother and I were in the kitchen since I was at least 3 years old, so it became the thing to do.
Where was that?
That was in New York.
So food was something that the whole family kind of looked forward to and enjoyed sitting down at the table and telling stories along with enjoying a good meal.
Right. And also, my mother had the time because my father traveled for business for about 6 months out of the year. So he had an incredible talent of being able to describe a dish so graphically that he ate that you could cook from his descriptions, and it became a game with me. He would write for me from all parts of the world describing a dish, and I would try to recreate it. So that's where my kitchen chemistry began.
Let's talk a little bit about the title, The Knights at the Round Table. And I will say, Judith, congratulations. The book is really nicely designed, beautiful cover art. And when you came up with the title, what were you thinking?
Well, I was thinking The Knights at the Round Table. My last name is Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. And our dining room table is a very large round table. Mm-hmm. So it just came very easily to me, but I was afraid that people would think it's a book about King Arthur. So the subtitle and the visual had to pay off the fact that it was a cooking book. So Life's Funny Moments and Eclectic Recipes to Match describe the fact that I have little short stories that are woven throughout the recipes, throughout the book. And the eclectic part comes from the fact that the background of these recipes, some are handed down from family members, others friends have shared with me. I've created some myself, and there's a myriad of different kinds of recipes. There's Spanish recipes, American recipes, Jewish recipes, Mexican recipes. So it's very eclectic in nature.
Tell us the story that goes along. I guess you could call this one the pot roast story.
Oh, the pot roast story. Well, my mother made pot roast the same way from the minute I ever saw her make a pot roast. It was over the years she made it the same way. She would go out and she would buy a brisket, which is the cut of meat she used to make this, and she would chop off the thin end and put it aside to use for something else. And I never questioned that. I thought that was part of the ritual of making pot roast. Well, I grew up and I started to make pot roast, and I made it the exact same way. I bought the brisket, cut off the end, put it in the pot, and this was an entire day's cooking that went into this pot roast. So many years and many pot roasts later, I finally said to my mother, "Mom, why do you cut off the end of the brisket?" Mm-hmm. She looked me straight in the eye and said, "Because it didn't fit in my pot." So I should have asked.
Simple as that, right?
Simple as that, and I should have asked the question earlier. But what I've done with the pot roast recipe and a lot of the other recipes that normally take a whole day to cook is I changed the cooking time frame of it. So now I buy the brisket and I don't cut off the end of the brisket, and I put it in one of those oven cooking bags in a pan, stick it in the oven at 350 degrees. For 15 minutes, turn the temperature down to 225. And I do this at like 7 o'clock at night. And I stick it in the oven, and I don't look at it again until the morning.
You're ready for breakfast.
Well, when you wake up in a house that smells so divinely of this pot roast, you're going to come back for dinner that night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That smell is going to really entice you.
It's going to entice you, and then all you do is you take the meat out, you slice it, put everything that was in that bag into a blender, and it makes a thick gravy because there are carrots in there, which is a natural thickener, and you're ready for dinner that night.
The name of the book is The Knights at the Round Table, Life's Funny Moments and Eclectic Recipes to Match. The author is Judith Brown, Judith Knight, and that's where the title comes, The Knights at the Round Table. Judith, what would you like the readers to take away from the book? What message?
Well, I think the message I would say is that the Knights of the Round Table are real life experiences. They're experiences I've shared with friends and family over the years. And there's something warm and wonderful about sitting down, everybody together at the table, and talking and sharing your story while eating amazing food that doesn't have to take long to cook.
You cover all areas, including dessert?
Yes, I go from appetizers through dessert and everything in the middle. There are breads and soups and salads and main dishes, everything that you could want.
And the book is available where?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that. I have a book signing next Saturday. It's February the 2nd. At 12:30 at Mostly Books, which is in the Monterey village shopping area. That's
Wilmot and Speedway.
And Speedway. It's also available in other bookstores. It's in Antigone, and you can also find it on my website online, which is judithknightbooks.com. And you can also get it through all book distributors like Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Congratulations, Judith Knight, with your book. It's your first book, and I think you've hit a home run.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Thanks a lot. And again, the name of the book, The Knights at the Round Table, Life's Funny Moments and Eclectic Recipes to Match. The author is Tucsonan Judith Knight. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by Culligan, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. All of the guests on the Buckmaster Show are treated to complimentary Culligan water. And what is it about Culligan? Well, folks, it just simply tastes better. It's excellent, excellent water. Coming up this afternoon, it's the John C. Scott Show, more local talk here on KVOI. John is on now from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. John, the newly named recipient of the 2013 Golden Mike Award. Tomorrow morning, it's Chris and Joe with the Friday edition of Wake Up Tucson. Then, of course, the Buckmaster Show. We'll have our Friday focus interview, and then we'll have our reporters roundtable tomorrow. On the roundtable, Linda Valdez of the Arizona Republic and Mark Evans of TucsonCitizen.com. And, of course, Weekend Watch with the culinary cruiser, Matt Russell. He'll tell us where to dine this weekend. That's the Buckmaster Show tomorrow. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.